Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wa-salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the Dars from Faizan-e-Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that you may not gain all the blessings. Our beloved Master, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a summary of hadith, that person who recites salawat, durood, salutations upon me 1,000 times every day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the reviver of Sunnah, the eradicator of Bid'ah, the scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, Allama Mawlana, Al-Hajj, Al-Hafidh, Al-Qari, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, stated, once a person dreamt of the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had ordered him to drink alcohol. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. The dreamer consulted Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu about the interpretation of this dream. Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prohibited you from drinking alcohol. It is you who misheard. You did not listen correctly. Remember, the sinners and the pious are equal in this matter. In other words, a pious person's dream will not necessarily be considered true just because of his piety. Similarly, a sinner's dream will not necessarily be considered unreliable because of his sins. The criterion for true and false dreams has also been explained in many books. There is a lot of lessons for us in each and every act of Allah Azza wa Jal's friends. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Ghawsi Azam, the Sultan al-Awliya, the King of all Awliya Allah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was such a great waliullah, yet he still expressed his fear and humility on the occasion of Eid for our guidance. Therefore he says in his Persian couplets, people are saying, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid, and everyone is happy. But the day when I leave this world with my iman, with my faith, that will actually be the day of Eid for me. Allah Allah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look at his extreme taqwa and piety. He holds an extremely great status, the chief and the king of all saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, yet he is so humble. There is a warning here for us. We are being taught that beware. Do not be heedless regarding your iman, your faith. Always remain concerned about your iman's protection and safety, lest you lose your iman due to heedlessness and sins. Sayyidina Shaykh Najibuddin, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, is the brother and khalifa of Sayyidina Shaykh Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His title is Mutawakkil, the one trusting Allah Azza wa Jal. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, lived in the city for 70 years. And his family led a very comfortable life, despite having no apparent means of sustenance. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, remained so engrossed in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, did not even know what day or month it was. And he did not even know what the worth of a coin was. Once many guests came to his house on the day of Eid. Coincidentally, there was no food to serve the guests. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, went upstairs, where he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, remembered Allah Azza wa Jal and prayed in his heart in this manner. O Allah Azza wa Jal, today is Eid and guests have come to my house. Suddenly, a man appeared and presented a tray full of food and said, O Najibuddin, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, you are famous for your trust and tawakkul, even among the angels. But you are asking for food? He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said, Allah Azza wa Jal knows that I did not do so for myself, but for my guests. Despite possessing saintly miracles and karamat, Sayyidina Najibuddin Mutawakkil, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was extremely humble. Once a man came to him, traveling from a long distance away, and said, and asked, are you Najibuddin Mutawakkil, the one having trust? He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, humbly replied, I am Najibuddin Mutawakkil, the one eating a lot. This is his humbleness. This is his humility. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us for his sake without accountability. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen how simple and humble the righteous people and the saints of Allah Azza wa Jal are and how they would celebrate Eid? We have also learned from this parable that Allah Azza wa Jal satisfies the needs of His friends from the ghaib, from the unseen. These are all manifestations of His mercy. The sudden availability of food, drink and other necessities of life without any apparent means are a type of saintly miracle, karama. This form of saintly miracle has also been mentioned in the book Sharh Aqaid and As-Safiyyah, which contains a thorough account about different types of saintly miracles. The saints, the awliyaullah rahimahumullah ta'ala, have divinely given powers and saintly miracles. They are so great and pious people that Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills whatever they say, whatever they desire. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Amr al-Awza'i, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said, on the night of Eid al-Fitr, one of my neighbors who was very poor came to my house and requested me to give him some money so that he may celebrate Eid happily with his family. I consulted my wife as to whether I should give him the only 25 dirhams that I had saved to spend for Eid on my family, hoping that Allah Azza wa Jal will give us more. My pious wife suggested, help the destitute neighbor. So I gave him the 25 dirhams. Extremely delighted, he went making dua for us. Shortly after his departure, another person came and held my feet and said whilst crying that he was my father's escaped slave. His conscience pricked him, so he returned. Offering me 25 dinars which he had earned, he requested me to accept it. I took the dinars and I freed him. And then I said to my wife, look, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has given us dinars in exchange for dirhams. In the past, remember, silver coins were called dirhams and gold coins were called dinars. May Allah's mercy be upon them and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyin. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen how merciful and beneficent is Allah Azza wa Jal? Look how He Azza wa Jal instantly rewarded 25 dinars, gold coins, to the one who gave away 25 dirhams, silver coins, because of his pleasure. Further, we learned that our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, were extremely self-sacrificing. They would make sacrifice wholeheartedly for other Muslims. They had extreme love for Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They knew that Islam teaches us the message of mutual sympathy and cooperation. The beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mercy for all the worlds. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses everyone. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take special care of the poor, the needy and the orphans. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so great that He is the most respectable after Allah Azza wa Jal, and so humble that He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would help even the one whom everyone had left alone. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we can see from this that to sacrifice our desires for another Muslim, there is great benefit, spiritual and material benefit for us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us this understanding to sacrifice for others, to do ithar and prefer good things, better things for other Muslims. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima, commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel with the Madani Qafilas, with the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order to learn the Sunnah. Fill out your Madani Inamat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina and hand it in to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani month. By the blessings of this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your Iman, adopt the Sunan and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we should act upon the Madani In'amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah karam aisa kare, tujbe jahan mein, ey Dawud Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen mijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. جزالله عنا سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله والله عز وجل for the sake of Mustafa صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. والله عز وجل forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. والله عز وجل give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. والله عز وجل make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. Wallah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani In'amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. Wallah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, death, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. Wallah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi' and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hai du'a ke waaste bande tere. Kar de puri aarzu har be kiso majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyyi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.